From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Intuition. Southern California is getting deluged with mudslides. It's raining and raining and raining. At least 13 people are dead. That's going to go much higher. 25 people unaccounted for. You know, they've had those huge fires over the last several weeks. Well, once everything got burned up, now the heavy rains come and it creates these incredible mudslides. And a lot of homes of celebrities and just other folks have been just wiped out and obliterated. But so far, 13 people dead, 25 people missing in huge mudslides in Southern California. An Arkansas man has been charged with capital murder after he reportedly murdered his wife. What did she do? Turned off a football game on television. He's 58 years old. He admitted to investigators that he stabbed his wife to death after she changed the television channel from a football game he was watching when he went outside to take a cigarette break. Jeez. North Korea said that after its first talks with South Korea in more than 2 years, that it would not discuss its nuclear weapons program with South Korea because they were aimed only at the United States, not its, quote, brethren, quote, in South Korea. Dr. Jerome Corsi, online columnist, an expert with Infowars.com. Jerry, this doesn't sound good.
It doesn't, George. And there was talk also out of the White House today about a what they're calling a bloody nose strike. That if North Korea launched another missile, we might do a military strike against one base or the base that launched the missile. Again, these are very provocative times, and you know, an attack on North Korea of any kind could result in massive casualties because North Korea has even conventional artillery pointed at Seoul, which is the capital of South Korea, which is a very short distance from the North Korean border.
I wonder what Vladimir Putin would do if North Korea said, we've got our nukes aimed at Moscow. What do you think he would do?
I think he'd probably be very likely to take military action.
I think he would, too. Probably instantly, Jerry.
Almost immediately. And I think the Trump administration is doing everything possible to try to figure out a negotiated or a sanctioned, some type of solution short of military action. But, George, I think the time is getting short, and probably after the Olympics. I mean, I can imagine the Olympics will be allowed to go forward, but it's going to be extremely dangerous with all those athletes in South Korea and the ability of North Korea to fire missiles while the athletes are there.
Jerry, what kind of game is North Korea playing now where they're trying to buddy-buddy up with South Korea while being our arch enemy?
North Korea's always been very cagey and very much of extortionist in how they've proceeded with international politics. I just think that the reality is that North Korea is going to pursue nuclear weapons, and we're not going to be able to sit back and just wait to see if an EMP attack is launched against the United States with a missile or an actual ICBM with a nuclear warhead hits Japan or Hawaii or the West Coast. I don't see how any American president can take that risk.
And how are things for you with InfoWars? Have you settled into D.C.? Where are you now?
Both a combination of D.C. and in New York. I've been doing a back and forth, and I'm increasingly being in D.C., but I'm reporting from both and writing. I've got a book coming out in February on the deep state and the fight with the deep state and the Trump administration. I'm very enthusiastic about it. It's called Killing the Deep State, and it will be out in February.
Jerry, why don't you offer the president, along with me and you, an opportunity to come on Coast to Coast for an hour or two. I don't know how much time he can spend, but we'd love to chat with him.
I'll make that offer to the White House and see if we can't pull it together.
We'll do it. All right, thanks. Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com. Well, Americans' outstanding credit card debt has hit a new record in November, highlighting a more confident U.S. consumer. but also flashing a warning signal of potential trouble down the road. It's too high. Let's check in with registered investment advisor Mish Michael Shedlock. Mish, credit card debt is way too high.
Yes, you got it. That sums it up right there, George. We took out the high right before the last recession. Now, we've got student debt that's about three times as much. We do have minimum wages going up in 18 states. However, Jack in the Box CEO came out today and he said, well, we looked at replacing cashiers with robots before. It didn't quite make sense because the robots cost too much. And he said, guess what? We're looking at it again.
Jeez.
Wendy's said the same thing. McDonald's has said that. Of course, McDonald's, George, said, well, don't worry, they don't want to offend anybody. We're not going to really replace any humans. We'll just move them around. And George, yeah, right. You don't believe that, do you?
No. If you got a robot, you're going to displace one or two workers at least.
Absolutely. George, this debt we are still paying. Right before Christmas, I came on and I said, millennials, 24% of millennials were still paying debt from Christmas from 2016. I've not seen the new numbers yet, George, but they're not going to be pretty.
You got it. Mish, stay in touch with us. Credit card debt, folks, pay it off as quickly as you can. A British boxing fan has been hit with a $67,500 bill after a friend of his streamed the April 2017 Anthony Joseph fight on Facebook Live. Craig Foster paid just a few dollars to watch the fight by himself in his Skybox office, allowing him to watch the April 1st fight from his home with his friends, too. But one of Foster's friends had a little too much to drink and started streaming on his iPad to Facebook Live the entire boxing match, and that's going to cost the guy $67,000. Where they're saying regular ibuprofen use may contribute to male infertility, according to a latest study. And also they're now saying that gluten-free foods are not healthy alternatives. Boy, Doc Wallach wouldn't like that story. But we're going to check in with CriticalHealthNews.com's Ben Fuchs in a moment. They are one of our sponsors of the program. Pharmacist Ben, of course, has been with us for a long time talking about health-related issues on CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that phone number to get you going, to talk to people when you need some help, 1-855-949-7234. Back with Pharmacist Ben on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Pharmacist Ben. We're going to take your calls a little earlier. As a matter of fact, the Pharmacist Ben is with us for about 2 hours, but we're going to take your calls right at the half-hour break here because so many of you have so many important questions. CriticalHealthNews.com also has a brand-new search engine on the website, which makes it easier for you to look for past articles and everything else that you need to make yourself a little healthier. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is a registered pharmacist, a nutritionist. He's a cosmetic chemist as well. He's been compounding custom medications for years, and he is a spokesperson for CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben, welcome back. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Happy holidays. A blessed, beautiful new year to you, George, for all the wonderful work you do, and I hope you have the best year ever.
Well, you too. Lots to talk with you about, but Doc Wallach would be going crazy with this story that just came out about glutens, saying that there's no reason to believe that eating gluten-free foods is better for you unless you have some kind of disease, according to an expert. Tell us about this.
Big unless, because almost everybody is going to have a problem with gluten, and almost everybody who has a health challenge is going to have a problem with gluten. So when they say gluten-free doesn't really do much, they're talking about perhaps for the somebody who's unbelievably healthy and has a perfectly primed digestive tract. That's a rare person in this day and age, George, unfortunately. When you factor in glyphosate and toxicity that's built into the produce and the foods that we're eating, you can't help but have an issue with gluten, among other things. It's not just gluten. You know, gluten gets all the press, but as we've talked about, you and I have talked about in the past, plants don't want to be eaten. And gluten represents a plant defense system so that it punishes the foolish person or animal that is going to eat that plant or that seed in particular. But there's many things, many of these substances are produced by seeds and plants that are problematic for humans and for animals. This is part of the natural chemical warfare that plants have to have so that they can survive. Otherwise, animals will eat them and the plants won't grow. So gluten is clearly problematic. It's intended by nature to be problematic. Not everybody's going to have an issue with it, that's true, but almost certainly if you're dealing with a long-term chronic degenerative disease, and some 60% of Americans are, you can rest assured you have a problem with gluten and gluten-like substances which collectively are called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S.
And so you would stand by Doc Wallach,
100%.
And that is stay away from glutens as much as you can.
100%. Now, if you're perfectly healthy and you want to snack on a piece of bread or something like that, that's one thing. But if you're having a digestive health issue or any of the symptoms of chronic long-term disease, staying away from gluten is definitely advised.
Throughout the night, I will be reading some of your emails to Pharmacist Ben. Tom will be taking your texts and tweets as well. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls. He's only with us for about another hour and a half or so. These moments go by fast with you, Ben,
There's so much to talk about, and it's so relevant. You know, we don't understand our bodies, George, but we live in them. And so when we start to hear these, when we talk about these ideas and listeners hear these ideas, it's so compelling and so powerful, because we all live in our bodies, we don't know our bodies, and we pay the price for this ignorance. When we get educated on how our bodies work and why our bodies are performing or not performing, it's a very powerful and compelling message.
Another interesting story, regular ibuprofen use may contribute to male infertility.
According to a study. It's a classic example of what drugs do to the body, except not just the kind of drugs that we think about, we go to the doctor and get a prescription, but the drugs we get simply over the counter.
Over the counter, yeah. You buy these on the shelves
at
your drugstore.
Now, this is just the latest. Ibuprofen is associated with kidney disease. It's associated with liver disease. Do you know ibuprofen toxicity is one of the leading causes of death associated with drugs? And this is something that you can just get in the drugstore.
So why isn't the FDA regulating this a little bit more?
Well, you know who just got nominated as head of the FDA?
Who?
The former head of Eli Lilly.
Well, there you go.
Exactly. You know, you've got this. The FDA is there to promote business. Government is there to promote business. And unfortunately, in our society sometimes, often, it's business against the consumer. The government is not there necessarily to protect the consumer. It's there to protect business, the logic being that what's good for business is good for Americans, and maybe there's a case to be made for that. But when it comes to our health, you cannot trust the government to take care of your health. You cannot trust anybody to take care of your health. And this is why I'm so big on nutrition, because nutrition represents a way that we can take care of our own business. The human body, George, is not supposed to be sick. We couldn't have made it the 200,000 to 1 million years that we've been on the planet if we were as degenerated as we are today along the line. We evolved to heal ourselves, to be self-healing. We evolved to be healthy. The situation we have today is anti-evolution because we've violated all of the principles that we grew up and developed from an evolutionary perspective under.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Take some time and go to that website and put it down as one of your favorites, bookmark it, and a number to call. There are people there now that will help you answer your questions, especially if you don't get on the air with us tonight. And it's toll-free, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, I'm going to tell you a nightmare of one of my dear friends. He lives in Los Angeles. He's got family in St. Louis, and he wanted for Christmas to come to St. Louis for the holidays. He has been complaining over the last 2 weeks of a severe pain in the side of his right side. And he just kept complaining about it. He was getting a fever and everything else. And I told him, I said, look, you got to go get this checked. And so right before Christmas, he goes and gets it checked out. He gets his tests, his MRIs, and whatever they need to do. And the doctor said to him, You'll be fine. Go away for the holidays, and we'll give you the results Tuesday after Christmas, which was on a Monday, right? He gets on a plane and flies to St. Louis, and I happen to be in St. Louis right now, so I met up with him and his family for a day, and he still doesn't feel good. He's in pain. It's getting worse. He's getting feverish. Just doesn't feel well at all, and he doesn't look well at all. And you know, we all said, look, you got to get back to Los Angeles. And so he flies back to L.A. Christmas night, gets his tests Tuesday, right after Christmas. He has a ruptured appendix.
Oh.
So he's been traveling for 2 weeks with a ruptured appendix.
Oh my gosh.
And they gave him an emergency operation and took part of his colon.
Oh, they took his colon. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Part of it, not the whole thing.
Okay. But they took the appendix is gone, too.
That's gone, too. So whatever it was attached to on the colon, they took that out, too, and stitched him back together.
How old is this gentleman?
Oh, gosh, he's got to be in his late 50s.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible thing.
He could have died.
He easily could have died. Do you remember they used to tell you the appendix didn't do anything?
Yeah, they said we don't know what it is, right?
Well, now they know good and well what it is. It's a repository of bacteria. It's a warehouse.
So when that bursts, all that bacteria goes into your system.
Exactly. That's what the first appendix is. So it's deadly, really. But without an appendix, your digestive system is compromised. Well, without a colon, of course, too. But a lot of people have appendectomies, and they're told that the appendix doesn't matter. There's nothing. They're not even going to miss it. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you have an appendectomy and you're missing an appendix, your digestion is going to be compromised for the rest of your life, and it becomes extra important you get on products like the Nightly Essence from Longevity and the Ultimate Enzymes, and you make sure you're eating fermented foods and you're using apple cider vinegar and focusing on digestive health. George, if you have to do one thing, just one single thing, to either get healthy if you're not healthy or to stay healthy if you are, it is to focus on digestive health. I don't know how, I can't say that more forcefully. It is so vital that we pay attention to our digestive health. Now, there's other things you can do, you want to do in a perfect world. There's a few other things, blood sugar, of course, and stress issues, etc. But if you have to do one thing, or you can only do one thing, focus on your digestive health. Something as simple as fasting, or calorie restriction, or using a good probiotic supplement, or eating chicken soup can go so far towards restoring your body back to health or helping you maintain your health so you can get your God-given 120 to 130 years of longevity, which is what our genetics say we should be living for.
Why did Mom always know to cook up some chicken soup when you were sick?
Because Mom is always right. Mom knows a lot of stuff, George.
Yeah,
Mom
sure
knows what's
does.
Good for us. And chicken soup is not only, there's so many reasons why chicken soup is valuable. It's important for your immune system. It's important for your digestive system. It's really important for a part of your body called connective tissue that doesn't get a lot of play. But it really, it behooves us to understand the nature of connective tissue, because as we get older, all of the signs of aging are really connective tissue related. The stooping over, the arthritis, the wrinkles, all of these, the deterioration of the blood vessels, all of these are related to connective tissue breakdown. And homemade chicken soup is one of your best ways to build connective tissue. If you don't want to take the time to make...
The canned stuff's not bad.
What's that?
The canned soup's not bad.
The canned soup? I don't know, George. I'm going homemade with the bones. It's better than, Snickers bar, probably. But you miss the bones, the cartilage and the bones. That's where all the good stuff is. When you eat the cartilage, it helps you build cartilage. This is one of Doc Wallach's brilliant insights. Is he noticed that you could put the elements in cartilage in a capsule. And that was one of his first formulations. He called it the pig pack. And the pig pack is cartilage in a capsule. The cartilaginous factors are so darn important for almost every system in the body, especially for wrinkles, for folks who are worried about about the appearance of aging.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Pharmacist Ben in just a moment. We will now open up the phone line. So if you've got a health-related question, we do this as a public service for you. Ben volunteers his time, as so many of the staff at Critical Health News, during these programs. So let's take advantage of it. You can also call somebody who's out there. There's a human somewhere out there at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-RADIO, or go to the website criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll be back with your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. I've got your emails, all that and more coming up next on Coast to Coast AM. Looking forward to your phone calls this hour and next hour as well with Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. Also, a number to call to talk to people and get some advice, 1-855-949-7234. Just write that number down. You can call them tonight. You can call them tomorrow. Just keep it very handy with you. And, of course, we'll take your email questions, your text and tweets as well. A couple of great events coming up, as I've been mentioning, over the last several weeks. Salt Lake City, we've got a live stage show at the Janae Wagner Theater. That's on March 10th. Can't believe it's only a couple months away now. Wow. Tickets available by going to our website, coasttocoastam.com. It's in the carousel reel. You'll see the events. Or make it easy for you if you live in the area, 801-355-2787, or go online at artsaltlake.org. Then in April on the 21st, off to Scottsdale, Arizona. I hope it's warm. Should be. Another live show at the Virginia G. Piper Theater. And you can call 480-499-8587 or go to scottsdalearts.org. And again, full information and links at the carousel reel at coasttocoastam.com. And we are back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, where they have shored up the website so it does not crash. You used to do that in the beginning, Ben. So
he
many
had
people
no
would
idea.
Hear.
We had a tiger by the tail, George.
Absolutely. And again, the phone number to call, 1-855-949-7234. I have an email in from Anonymous, and she writes, I'm a 45-year-old female. I feel cold all the time. I have had my thyroid tested a number of times. I take thyroid every day, yet I'm still freezing. What's going on?
Okie dokie. Thyroid hormone testing is, like all testing, is notoriously flawed. We
yes.
have this idea that we get tested and the test tells us exactly what's happening in our body. This is not true, George. Tests are wrong all the time. That's why you want to go by your symptoms. I don't care what that test said. If she's cold all the time, she's got a thyroid problem, period. Now, taking thyroid hormone is not a solution. In order to take care of the thyroid, you've got to address the reason why the thyroid is suppressed. And almost always you will find two factors behind a suppressed thyroid. And this is a very common problem. Almost 10% of Americans are dealing with this issue diagnosed, probably a lot more undiagnosed. Number one, you're dealing with excessive secretion of stress hormone. And so learning to manage stress, not just emotionally and mentally, but also physiologically. Sugar represents a stressor, so using nutrients that help your body process sugar and eliminating sugar. We talked about the digestive system. Nothing will spike your stress hormones faster than irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, or any digestive health issue. And by the way, you can tell that you have an issue with a food if you do a pulse test and take your pulse after you eat a certain food, you'll
really?
Notice that your pulse will race if you have a problem when you eat certain foods.
Well, I know if MSG's in it, it sure
MSG
will.
MSG will definitely do that. So focusing on digestive health is key for the thyroid, for not just because digestive symptomology will ultimately slow down the thyroid, but also, check this out, George, when the thyroid is suppressed, the thyroid regulates the digestive system, so now you're going to end up with more digestive problems and more hypothyroidism, and you get this vicious downward spiral, which is so tragic, number one, because it impacts every system in the body, and number two, because it's so easy to resolve, and you can't resolve it with thyroid hormone. You resolve it by reducing stress, wherever that stress is coming from, getting on a good nutritional supplement program, especially a supplement program that features nutrients that help your body process sugar, and calming the body down emotionally and mentally and spiritually as well.
And somebody come up to me a couple days ago, and they said, you know, your program is so varied. You cover conspiracies and strange things and paranormal things. Yet you also do some important stories and shows that help people, like this health show. And he cited this as an example.
I appreciate that.
But this is interesting, Ben. Listen to what he said. He said during the holiday, and I echo it because the same thing happened with me. He said, you know, I'm together with my family at Christmas, and I look at my kids, and I look at my grandkids, and I realize what happens to their life at this point if I'm not here anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Or if I get sick. Mm. And he said, it dawned on me that one of the things you're trying to do is to give us a better life.
Yes.
And, you know...
Not just for the listener, but for the families that depend on the listener.
I mean, I got to tell you, I sometimes get emotional when people talk about things that we've done that help them. And I started misting up a little bit.
I believe it, Don.
And he said, thank you for what you do. And I'm looking at the bank of phone calls that we're going to go to now. And everyone who's calling will have a question about something for them or a friend of theirs to help them out. Without your health, Ben, what do we have?
Nothing, Zippo. And it only takes one health challenge for you to all of a sudden decide you want to change your life. Our message is important for people who are dealing with health challenges, but it's just as important for people who aren't yet dealing with a health challenge, to be preventive, to be proactive. This is a powerful idea that we can take control of our health, whether we're sick and we want to reverse our illness, or whether we're healthy and we don't want to get sick.
I got zapped with a head cold on Thursday. I never get colds, but, you know, this weather, it got down to, you know, 7 degrees, and I'm outside, and I'm not used to that, and it got me. But I got to tell you, I'm on the supplements, the Tangy Tangerine and all that, and other than a little stuffiness in my voice, right, you probably can hear it right now.
I'll bet you recovered from whatever.
I bounced back in 2 days.
Exactly. That's the power of a nutritional supplement program. You experienced it firsthand.
Let's go to Kathy in Post Falls, Idaho. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, George. I'm really honored to be able to talk with you and with Dr. Ben.
Pharmacist Ben,
God bless you both.
Thank you, Kathy. Go ahead. Let's see how we can help you.
This is my brother. He's 82 years old. I had called in before and talked to Dr. Wallach, but I had given him wrong information. So now I've got the right information about my brother.
Okay.
He is 82 years old. He's a former athlete, Dr. Ben. He used to be about 6'2". He's probably shrunk a little, but he's up around 264 pounds now. He has asthma and COPD. He uses an inhaler. The main thing is that he had a heart ablation last year, and you'll know what that is.
Yeah.
They did it because he had tachycardia. I told Dr. Wallach that it was because of AFib, but it's not. It was tachycardia that did not go into atrial fibrillation. He's had 3 hip replacements in his past, over the past 25, 30 years, due to arthritis. He says his kidneys test out healthy. His main problem right now, in the last month, he suffered edema in his lower extremities. The MD at the VA put him on Lasix. He lost about 6 pounds in 2 weeks. But he says now he has to use more and more Lasix to get the same effect, and he still isn't back to normal. So I love Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'm a real fan. And my brother is so proud. He says he's on a limited income. He doesn't want me to send him any supplements that he can't afford himself. So would lower doses still help him over time?
Absolutely.
What would you suggest?
Suggest that this gentleman, or your brother, has to be extremely, extremely kind and loving to his body at this point. His body is in grave distress. All of the symptomology you're talking about has one thing in common, and that is a body that is in distress. So what you have to do at this point is you've got to be as gentle and as loving with the body. I use this analogy of a baby. When our bodies are sick, it's like a baby that's crying. And when a baby is crying, you don't drug the baby. You don't cut the baby's tongue out. You don't wrap duct tape around the baby's mouth so you don't have to hear it crying. You're kind to the baby. You love the baby. You nurture the baby. If there's something disturbing the baby, you remove it. If there's something missing from the baby's environment that he needs, you give it to him. And this is how we have to look at our bodies. This poor man's body is in grave distress. That Beyond Tangy Tangerine will make a world of difference for him. In fact, ma'am, if you will send an email to ben@kfco.com with his
Give that out again, Ben.
Ben, and if anybody sends, I get so many emails, I feel guilty not responding. I can't respond to everybody. But if you send an email, ben@kfco.com, and put your name. I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
Her name's Kathy.
Kathy. I'm going to send him out a
from Post Falls, Idaho. Okay, Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to send out a freebie to him. This is so sad because he has a good 40, 50 years left if he does this correctly. And by the way,
he's 82. What do you mean another 40, 50 years?
He could be 120, 130. Now, that's what we're capable of, George.
You really think so?
I don't think so. I know so. It happens all the time, and if it can happen to one person or 10 people or 100 people, it means the body is capable of it. Just like cancers revert all the time. If one person can have a remission from cancer, it tells you the body can do it. Diabetes reverses all the time. If one person can do it, everybody can do it. This is so powerful for us to understand. The healing properties and healing capabilities of the body are divine. It's stunning in what the body can do. And we see this all the time, George. And as I say, if it can happen in one human body, that means it can happen in any human body.
All right. And that email address was
ben@kfco.com.
That's our great affiliate in Santa Cruz, California, by the way. And remarkable work up there. So we get your texts, we get your tweets. Senior producer Tom Danheiser back in L.A. What do you have for us, Tom?
Hey, Ben, we got a tweet in from Michael. Does your diet determine if your multivitamin will give you the nutrients you need? And how do you know if you're using the right multi?
I didn't quite understand the first part of your question.
The multivitamin in your diet.
Does it determine if you'll get the right experience from your vitamin?
No. A little bit if you have something that, for example, if you're eating gluten and your body doesn't handle gluten, you could damage your intestine and not absorb the vitamin as effectively. But for the most part, a multiple vitamin, which is the bare minimum that we need, it's like the minimum wage of nutrition, it's so important. And one of the neatest things about the body is, we were talking about how wonderfully healing the body is. One of the coolest things about the body is the more nutritionally deficient you are, the faster your body absorbs the nutrients. Like a dry sponge sucks up more water than a wet sponge, nutritionally deficient bodies, which most, if not all of us, are to some degree nutritionally deficient, with some exceptions like Doc Wallach and people who are really hip to nutrition, as soon as you get on a supplement program like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or a multivitamin, whatever it is you're using, your body will suck that nutrient up almost like when you water a plant that hasn't been watered. You will feel the energy coursing through your body almost instantly, within 24 to 48 hours, depending on the kind of nutrient that you're taking. So yes, to a certain extent, your diet will impact it, but for most of us, getting on a supplement program, a multivitamin minimum, or a well-rounded supplement program, like what we call the 90 for life, will make such a significant difference, and a dramatic one, that you'll notice within 24 to 48 hours for most people.
Ben, Doc Wallach is a stickler for supplements and body weight. I just take one a day,
Yeah. Whatever
it is. I take about 25 different pills a day, vitamins and supplements, but I mean, I don't take six because of my body weight. I just take one.
You know, from a medical perspective, you do want to do it with body weight, but, you know, it's not the end of the world if you don't do it by body weight. What you want to do is you want to feel results. And if you're perfectly healthy like George, you probably don't even notice anything anymore. You've been supplementing and
exercising. Right. I was surprised I got this head cold, but then when you look at the weather and all that mess, I figured, hey, this is going to happen.
Yeah, for people who are healthy and strong and have been supplementing or eating right, like yourself, you're not going to notice that kind of dramatic difference. But for people who are sick, or people who have never supplemented, or people who are just new to these ideas, and there's millions and millions of people, and for people who don't know they have options, this is so important, George, because this is kind of what you're about, and this is what we're about. It's about options. I heard a commercial during the break. You were talking about different ideas, new ideas. And that's what we were presenting with it when we present these nutritional information. Options that we're not told about because the paradigm, the meme, the model is pharmacomedical. And it says, it's indoctrinated into us from a young age that we need to be medicalized. And we don't know we have options. It's almost like we have blinders on. It's like when they raise a cat in a room where they have stripes that are all horizontal, the cat never sees anything vertical because he's trained to just see one way, one reality. And we're trained to see one reality, and it costs us our health. George, do you know nobody gets better when they go to the doctor if they have a chronic degenerative disease?
No, of course not.
Has anybody noticed this?
They get worse.
They get worse. Has anybody noticed that the drugs don't help us? Has anybody noticed that we just get sicker and sicker the more we participate in this model? It's like we're trained, we're indoctrinated not to see the vertical lines. So what your show is doing and what we're doing and when we get on the air together, you and I, what we're doing with health is we're showing people the vertical lines. There's another way. There's an option. If you're not getting the results that you need from the medical model, it's telling you something. You're missing something important, and it's not a hard sell when you think about it. We grew up with nutrients, George. We didn't grow up with drugs. The human body has only seen drugs for 150 years, or for 200 years or so, since the beginning of the 1800s, the middle of the 1800s. But we grew up with vitamins for, not millions, George, billions with a B, years. Vitamins, minerals, the Mighty 90 essential nutrients are the menu from which we grew up on. Drugs ain't on the menu.
No, not at all.
The medical model is not on the menu. What we're talking about is a different way of looking at health. And when you think about it, it's just kind of common sense.
Our webmaster, Jonty from criticalhealthnews.com, just sent me a quick little email talking about the traffic that you develop or Doc Wallach whenever you're on, and it's huge. But I want to do one quick experiment with everybody who is at a computer or you have your smartphone with you. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. Just go to the website. You don't stay there 30 seconds if you have to. I want to see what the webmaster sends to me. This is my personal experiment. So just go to criticalhealthnews.com and let's see what happens. And he claims that there's no way that website can be slowed down at this point. We'll see. We'll see. Ben, let's go to another Ben in Agoura, California, see what we can do for Ben. Ben, go ahead.
Hey, Ben.
Good. Hey, how's it going? So I got about, four issues, but I'm not going to bother you with all of them. The two I have that are mostly important to me is, one, I have really bad asthma, so whenever I exert myself, my asthma flares up and I have to take my rescue inhaler, and nothing seems to really help that. And the second thing I have is I'm always tired. The doctors have run, I think, every conceivable test, and they cannot tell me why I'm constantly tired no matter what I do.
Okay, well, you're tired because you're not breathing. You're not getting oxygen. You're probably not getting oxygen because of some kind of emergency. Asthma is a sign of an emergency in the body. It can be caused by, as you say, exertion, or it's usually the main cause is food. It's something that it's a protective mechanism. Asthma is a manifestation of the body protecting itself. But when you go into asthma, you don't breathe. But
that's scary.
It's scary. Oh, it's terribly scary. But you may be having subclinical asthma before you know you have asthma, so that you're not breathing correctly. So what I would be doing is I would be practicing slow. I call it SDR breathing: slow, deep, rhythmic breathing as much as possible. Also learning to relax the musculature, the musculoskeletal system, with things like visualization or hot water. I always kid people in my talks. I'll say, if we really cared about insurance, about health in this country, we wouldn't have health care insurance. We'd have hot tub insurance, where every American gets a hot tub in their backyard. Because when you sit in a hot tub, you activate your body's parasympathetic, which is your body's healing nervous system. Blood pressure drops when you're in a hot tub or a hot water. It doesn't have to be a hot tub, hot shower, hot bath. Blood pressure drops. Your immune system gets stronger. Your digestive system improves. Pain can be relieved. Migraine headaches can be relieved.
Ben, hold on. We're gonna be at the top of the hour here. We'll come back and give you more advice, Ben, so don't worry. Just hang there with regards to your asthma and why you're tired so much. Ben Fuchs with us. One more hour to go. CriticalHealthNews.com or call 1-855-949-7262. 7234.